on Ice Hockey UK Radio in association with McDonald's for Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. It's edition 3 of the Dumfries Daily. To Dumfries Daily, the official podcast from the Women's World Championships here at the Dumfries Ice Bowl. Craig Simpson with you this Wednesday morning. Looking back on day two of the tournament here at the Ice Bowl and results from day two. Got an interview with Chrissy Newman, who played a big part in Great Britain's game against Korea. And we also catch up with the GB under-18 coach Martin Grubb. He was here watching, commentating on Ice Hockey UK TV during the GB game as well. So we'll hear the thoughts of Martin Grubb later. The results from day two, Tuesday's games began. Kazakhstan, the top seed, they saw off Poland by 4-1. The game at 4:30, the second game of the day, was the bottom seed Croatia and the fifth seed New Zealand. Big game in terms of the relegation battle, you have to think. Pretty nip and tuck for two periods, and then the third period, Croatia, two huge goals from them. They won out by 4-2, and so they win the what could be the relegation decider here at the Ice Bowl. It's a huge result for Croatia, who came up from Division 2B last season. And then the 8 o'clock game, Great Britain's game against Korea, much different game to yesterday against New Zealand. The Korean game, a lot tighter, a lot more competitive. The Koreans, much tougher prospect, but Great Britain, 2 goals from Chrissy Newman, another from Leanne Ganney, and a 3-1 win for GB. Makes them 2 wins from 2, and they go to the top of the standings as we head into the rest day. And big win, keeps the momentum going, and a fantastic performance. Highlights available on Ice Hockey UK TV. After the game, Chris Ellis caught up with player of the game, 2 goals, Chrissy Newman.
Chrissy, congratulations. How was the test tonight different to last night?
Well, they were one certainly a lot faster. I think they're a lot more disciplined in their play, so it's certainly a lot more of a challenge for us. You know, they went out there with intensity and matched ours at times, so I'd say I've come off the ice being a lot more exhausted, maybe not as physically as battered as such, but they certainly pushed us all the time. They turned the puck over fast. Had to back check a lot today, so playing as a centre was quite a tough position today for me, where yesterday I think I enjoyed a bit of relaxation at times in a way that we could be creative, where today, you know, we really had to drive it hard. We had to do everything really clinical, I think. You know, we had to execute everything the best that we could and not make any mistakes, really.
How, I mean, any level you see Korea play ice hockey, they're quick. How hard is that to play against, to have to find that extra bit?
You have to dig deep, because especially if you play them quite late on the tournament, it's always a little bit, you know, because we're tired, they may be tired, but they're so disciplined, so well drilled, no matter what, that even if we get a little tired, it's there relentless. They just work and they work. So even like last year, even though you get a lead, they will keep on coming at you. You know, there's no time to breathe ever with this team. You know, they're very aggressive, they're very quick, and they skate in transition, you know, flawlessly, really. You know, they skate just as well as we do. So at times we have to find that extra step on them, because if not, they're in behind us, and we've just got to keep our feet moving at all times. And they're a tough team to play.
Yeah, they absolutely seem like it. But 2 wins now from 2 matches, and the coaches seem really happy that you've executed the game plans each night. Is that how you feel as a team?
I think, well, yeah, we do. You know, we've certainly looked at some stats over the last couple of days, even from the warm-up game on Friday, and everything that we're doing is improving. You know, our pass completions, our incompletions are getting lower, and if we keep going on now, you know, I think we're going to keep picking up the wins like that. But as long as we keep getting those percentages the same or a little bit higher, then hopefully we'll keep picking up win number 3, win number 4, and obviously finish on a high on Sunday.
How important was that game against the Solway Sharks side? You know, it was a bit different for you to play against the men's side. Was that good preparation?
I think on this ice, with the size of obviously that neutral zone, it gave us a real chance to really get to grips with it, because obviously we've trained obviously at Metro Point, but it was quite a big arena and the neutral zone's bigger there, so I think it was really good to have it. Even though it's a different style, it gave us a chance with a couple of training sessions plus the game to really get to grips with that neutral zone, and I think we've actually capitalised massively because of having that advantage of that game, of playing it. You know, the guys are quite quick, so it was a good test against playing, obviously, against Korea, having, you know, men, they turn over the puck very fast, you know, and that puck was down this end a lot quicker. So I think it was really good for us, and I think we took a lot of confidence in scoring four great goals, actually, from that. So it was good.
Mm. You seem to be able to score goals in bunches of a team. That's been evident over the past couple of nights.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think compared to some, you know, previous Worlds, if you look, maybe goal scoring hasn't been our strong point, but across four lines, we're really putting them in. You know, we haven't got one line that's scoring. We've got four lines that are capable of putting the puck in the net now. And I think this is why we're becoming quite a dominant force here. And I think a lot of teams are going to be scared about our goal scoring because they're coming from anywhere. You know, there's not just one player who's scoring. They're coming from forwards. They're coming from D. And we're pretty confident with that we can ice four lines that are just going to score.
Yeah. Well done tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks to Chrissy for her time post-game yesterday. Also, a close of play, I managed to catch up with the GB under-18 coach, Martin Grubb. He was here commentating on the Great Britain game with Chris Ellis on Ice Hockey UK TV. And first of all, spoke with Martin about his recent trip with the GB18s, resulting in a dramatic bronze medal away in Estonia.
First of all, Martin, many congratulations for the bronze medal last week.
Thank you very much.
Dramatic circumstances, not like GB to do something the easy way.
Yeah, I think we would have liked to have done it an easier way and less stress. But ultimately, I think we talked about halfway through the tournament after losing to Poland was that we had two games left to define our tournament. We were fifth here last year, so we talked about progression, and we've got to give the players a lot of credit. They showed good character, and obviously we were delighted to come away with that bronze medal.
And they, following from afar, the game obviously seemed to ebb and flow. Netherlands edged ahead, brought it back, and then when they went ahead 5 minutes from time, it was kind of time for the players to step up, and again leaving it till pretty much the last second.
Yeah, we knew we'd get chances. They were the first two goals. They were good in the power play, so we had to change our penalty kill, and we managed to do that and stop them scoring. And then 5 minutes to go, a little bit of defensive lapse, and to be fair to them, they scored a pretty decent goal. And we just said we had to keep at it. We had to be relentless in what we were doing, and we would get chances. And then obviously you come into the last minute or so, and we just talked about not panicking and making sure that when the time was right, the chance that we got, we had to take it. And of course, we took the goalie off. And managed to get that goal on the face-off play with 9 seconds left. And we knew with Sam Duggan and our team, he was the top face-off taker in the whole tournament. So we knew we'd get a win in one chance, and Tommy Rutkus has come up huge for us at the right time.
And then the penalty shot again seemed to go on forever, following it on the internet, on the website. It must have been hell watching it live as well.
Yeah, it's a strange one when, you know, we knew Dennis would stand tall for us and he'd make the saves, and he did. And then we thought we'd won it when Lee Bonner made a great move, and to be fair to their goalie, it's probably the save of the tournament. And then we score. I think it was the 8th shot we score. And then they actually hit the post, and it comes back and hits Dennis and goes in. So then we start thinking, have they got the bit of luck? And we obviously then miss. Thankfully, Dennis makes another save. And then when you need your big players again, Sam Duggan went up, and after missing in the first three, he'd done enough watching of the goalie. He wanted that shot, and he finished it for us. And then Dennis makes another huge save, and yeah, the boys were right to then go out and celebrate and make sure we got that bronze.
Excellent. Well, it's been a good old time for GB. Obviously, the 20s with the gold, yourselves with the bronze. We're here now with the senior women. It's a busy time as well. This is shot by the senior men as well, so it's a busy old time for GB. You've been watching the game here tonight. GB in a very good position, 2 wins from 2. Have you seen it today?
Yeah, I think the key thing today was that it was a step up in class in the opposition, for no disrespect to New Zealand, but I think Korea were certainly a stiffer test. And I thought the girls played really well. They managed the game well. I think Chris and I discussed it in commentary, where the best way to take the game and stop Korea playing with their speed is to be aggressive. And the forecheck was aggressive. I thought the D pinched in really well. And it was a complete team performance for right back for Sam and goal right the way through. I thought they were really good, and they were well worthy of their win.
And this, the rink, obviously it's your home rink with the Sharks. It's the fourth tournament here in a short while. The first one here, the under-18 girls, it's spurned the Sharks ladies team. They've now had their first season pretty much finished. So there's the legacy element from this, so hopefully something similar can kick on from this tournament.
Yeah, I think obviously we've seen it in the opening ceremony where we had the girls rather than our junior boys. We've had our junior girls carrying the flags, we've had the ladies team involved. The support the ladies team have had this year has been fantastic, and obviously they won the game in Blackburn. And they've come on leaps and bounds, and if this brings more, not only ladies, but if this brings more people into the game, I think this is our fourth tournament. The improvements in the rink over the last couple of years has been fantastic. Obviously we've got the playoffs still to come in the league season as well, so it shows that we're a good facility, we're able to host these championships. The staff, obviously the council, Ice Hockey UK, the partnership that's there, everybody deserves tremendous credit, and hopefully it's something that continues for a long time.
Because you've not just got the ladies, but you've got the adult learner to play as well, so you've got a lot of new people, whatever gender, just learning the sport for the first time.
Yeah, I think that's been the biggest thing and one of the most pleasing things, that the junior program's increased, the ladies team's there, and as you say, the adult learner to play. You know, some nights you've got 25, 30 adults on there, both male and female, just enjoying the game, starting right at the beginning. And I think that's the best part. You see them coming off, they've worked hard, they've got smiles on their faces, they're learning something new, so it's not just about the kids. And for a facility, it allows us to grow, and you know, we might even get another recreational team out of them. And if this tournament does the same and brings people both through the door to use the facility, watch the sport, and ultimately if we can get kids playing as well, then job done.
Excellent. Well, it's been a good day. JB in a good position, so hopefully we can kick on from there, add another medal to the cupboard. Appreciate your time tonight, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So busy time for the Great Britain programme, as we said with Martin there. This tournament goes on until Easter Sunday, and then the back end of the following week, Great Britain's senior men play their friendly games against Poland at Nottingham and Coventry, and then head off to their World Championships in Eindhoven. So a busy time for Ice Hockey UK and Great Britain in general, but an exciting time as well. So looking at the standings then here at Dumfries, Women's World Championships Division 2 Group A after two games. Great Britain 2 wins from 2, plus 9 on the goal difference, they have 6 points, as do Kazakhstan, 2 wins and a plus 5 goal difference. Poland, 1 win, 1 loss, they have plus 4 and have 3 points. Croatia also 1 win, 1 loss, they're minus 5 and have 3 points. And then at the bottom, Korea, 2 defeats, minus 4. No points, and New Zealand 2 defeats, minus 9, also on no points. That's after two games. As I say, today, Wednesday, it's a rest day as far as the games are concerned. The team's all taking a long training session on the ice, and also Great Britain's team are helping out with a learn to play at the Ice Bowls this afternoon. A big part of the development from Dumfries and Galloway's side, the development of ice hockey. The first tournament held here 3 years ago, the GB under 18 women resulted in a women's learn to play, which has spawned the Solway Sharks ladies team. They played their first full season this season, so hopefully big things again from the development of ice hockey in the region. I will be catching up with one of the Sharks ladies players later in the week here on the Dumfries Daily. As far as the next round of matches, it's Thursday, April the 2nd, we have 1 o'clock Kazakhstan versus New Zealand, 4:30 is Korea versus Poland, and the 8 o'clock game, Great Britain versus Croatia. That's 8 o'clock on Thursday. If you're coming up to Dumfries, tickets available on the reception at Dumfries Ice Bowl. An individual game ticket is £4, a full day pass is £6, that covers you for all three games. If you can't make it to Dumfries, then the web stream is available at icehockeyuk.tv. A pass for the whole week costs £7.50 and gets you access to all 15 games, even the games that have already taken place. You can watch those again and even download highlights as well. That's icehockeyuk.tv, a web stream weekly pass, £7.50, that's access to all 15 games. Usual coverage as well on the Ice Hockey UK website, the news and photographs, and the social media, very busy as well. Ice Hockey UK has their social media on Twitter. The GB Ice Hockey and GB Women's Ice Hockey, they have their Twitter accounts. And there's also official ones for the tournament. If you search 2015 IIHF Dumfries, there's Facebook and Twitter. And again, behind the scenes photos and little snippets on social media. The response to Facebook and Twitter this week has been fantastic. it's great to see the support in the rink and also those watching at home. So look forward to that maintaining for the rest of the week. It's been great so far. We start again Thursday, 1 o'clock Kazakhstan, New Zealand, and Great Britain Thursday, 8 o'clock against Croatia. We do hope you can join us for that. We'll be back again with the Thursday Dumfries Daily with news off the Learn to Play. But thanks for everybody for listening. This has been the Dumfries Daily on Ice Hockey UK Radio in association with McDonald's, and we'll speak to you soon.